Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are at Romans chapter 1, and we'll be reading here verse 5. Paul says this in verse 5, "By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name." Now, it starts off in verse 5 with the phrase, "by whom." And Paul is showing us that through the risen and ascended Christ, he was sent to us Gentiles. Remember in verse 3 and 4, we saw that the Lord Jesus Christ was the seed of David according to the flesh, that is, he came through the royal line of David, as promised in the Hebrew Scriptures. And then it says he was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And so Paul is saying, by that one, the risen and ascended Christ, I have been sent to you Gentiles. And for what reason? Well, he says in verse 5, "by whom we have received grace and apostleship." Now, when he says "we" there, he means himself. And there are many passages in Romans and other places when he uses the plural "we" when he means himself. We can't get into all the details, but I'll leave it with you to do the research on that on your own. "By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name." So Paul was sent to the nations to bring about the obedience to the faith, and the margin here reads the obedience of faith. And I want to show you what that means by comparing other passages just in Romans itself. Now in Romans chapter 6, verse 17, I want to show you what it means to be obedient. In Romans 6, verse 17, the Apostle Paul says, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you." Now notice, it's a form of doctrine that was obeyed from the heart. And we'll get into the details of that later. But notice it's from the heart. In Romans 10, verse 16, we read this, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report?" Notice to obey the gospel is to believe the report that God gives us concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. In Romans 16, verse 26, we read, "But now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith." So the obedience of faith, or obedience to the faith, is to believe what God says concerning his Son. It has nothing to do with a man keeping the law to become justified. It has to do with believing God's report concerning his Son. And let me show you the opposite of being obedient to the faith. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, we read this, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you?" If you're familiar with the situation in the Galatian letter, the Galatians were seeking to be perfected in the flesh by law-keeping. And Paul says they're not obeying the gospel. To disobey the gospel is to seek on your own to be justified or perfected in the sight of God by law-keeping. Now, a believer obeys God, and he does what's right in his eyes, but it's from a different viewpoint, and we'll have to get into that another time. But obedience to the faith has reference to believing God's report concerning his Son, to recognize that in and of yourself you cannot please God. Only God can justify you through the accomplishments of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what it means to obey the faith. To obey the faith is to recognize that you can't, but God has already done it for you through his Son. Another thing to notice here in Romans chapter 1, it's obedience to the faith among all nations. The Apostle Paul's ministry was not limited to Israel as the 12 apostles were. The Lord Jesus Christ sent the 12 apostles to the 12 tribes of Israel, but Paul's ministry extends to all nations, and it's for his name. He went on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ himself is the most interested party in this great message. When Paul went out to the world, it was as if Christ was pleading through him this great news to the world at large. And Christ bled, Christ died, Christ suffered, and he's the one who loves us. God sent his Son, he loves us as well. The Father and the Son working together to bring salvation to us Gentiles. And this is good news, as we're going to see expounded here in Paul's letter to the Romans. This is Dan Sheridan. We will talk to you again tomorrow.